Now turn to part 3. Questions 14 to 19. You will hear a boy called Tony talking to students in his class about his hobby. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, I'm here to tell you about photography, my favourite hobby. So how did I start? When I was little, I used to go fishing on a lake with my father, and he took lots of photos. But taking photos of fish wasn't much fun for me. Then my sister invited me to go climbing with her. The views from the mountains were wonderful, and I wished I had a camera. So I asked for one as a birthday present. My first camera was very simple. The problem was I kept leaving it behind. Once I left it on a school bus. I always got it back, but one day some friends and I were on a boat trip. I was taking a photo when I slipped and lost my balance. The camera fell in the water, and that was the end of it. I love travelling, and last year my family went abroad on holiday. I got some long-distance photos of a bear in a forest. The one I'm most proud of is a photo of a horse, not on a farm, but in the wild. I'm not keen on putting my photos into competitions, but a few days ago I emailed a few photos to a newspaper and I'm waiting to hear from them. I'm also going to set up a website to show off my work. I took photos at the last school sports day and they appeared in the school brochure. Now a friend has asked me to be the photographer at her wedding next summer. That'll be a great experience. Next Saturday, I'll have an exhibition of my photos in the local bookshop. I wanted to have it in the town hall, where more people would see it, but it wasn't available. I hope you'll all come.
Now listen again.
Hi. I'm here to tell you about photography, my favourite hobby. So how did I start? When I was little, I used to go fishing on a lake with my father, and he took lots of photos. But taking photos of fish wasn't much fun for me. Then my sister invited me to go climbing with her. The views from the mountains were wonderful, and I wished I had a camera. So I asked for one as a birthday present. My first camera was very simple. The problem was, I kept leaving it behind. Once I left it on a school bus. I always got it back, but one day some friends and I were on a boat trip. I was taking a photo when I slipped and lost my balance. The camera fell in the water, and that was the end of it. I love travelling, and last year my family went abroad on holiday. I got some long-distance photos of a bear in a forest. The one I'm most proud of is a photo of a horse, not on a farm, but in the wild. I'm not keen on putting my photos into competitions, but a few days ago, I emailed a few photos to a newspaper, and I'm waiting to hear from them. I'm also going to set up a website to show off my work. I took photos at the last school sports day, and they appeared in the school brochure. Now a friend has asked me to be the photographer at her wedding next summer. That'll be a great experience. Next Saturday, I'll have an exhibition of my photos in the local bookshop. I wanted to have it in the town hall, where more people would see it, but it wasn't available. I hope you'll all come.
That is the end of part 3.